I invite your attention this morning to the 137th Psalm. I would like to take the opportunity now to read this short psalm and share a few thoughts here with you today. We thank God today for your presence. We appreciate all of you, and we appreciate all that have had a part today in this program. But in Psalm 137, beginning at verse number 1, the Bible says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joys. Remember, O Lord, the children of Eden in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones." The psalm that I have just read to your hearing this morning gives a sad story of captive Jewish patriots far away from home and overcome with sadness at the thought of Zion. Memory was their only connection to home, only their memory. We picture in our minds this morning captives in tears, with harps hanging in the willows. They're in a strange land, and on the banks of the rivers of Babylon, they, like the New Testament prodigal, had squandered their substance in righteous living. They, like the New Testament prodigal, find themselves in a far country, for they had been carried away to Babylon. They had nothing but memory of Zion, and memory to them was tormenting. Instead of Jerusalem joy, it was grief and sorrow by the banks of the rivers of Babylon. Their patriotism was restricted to only memory, for they had been uprooted from the land of their dreams. These Jews had been deported to Babylon, and because of the sin of the nation, they now find themselves isolated and alone and weeping on the banks by the Babylon. The rivers of Babylon. As we think of the rivers of Babylon, we know that on the east, you would have had the Tigris River, and the Euphrates River was flowing through the center of Babylon. The four great empires, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire, had enjoyed their splendor, had enjoyed their power and prestige during the times of control over the Euphrates River. These prodigals would have much more preferred to be beside the lowly Jordan rather than the Euphrates. Their thoughts of home are accompanied with tears. They have lost their joy in their song. Their harps that were meant for music have now become ornaments for the willows. Their sorrow was a sign of personal grief and loss of the testimony that they should have been having to the nations. Joyful freedom in their own land had been replaced by bondage in a strange land. Such sad words. We remembered Zion. July the 4th, 2019. Again we celebrate this annual event. Again, there will be parades, there will be fireworks, there will be speeches, there will be cookouts, there will be special events being held across our country. We again celebrate our freedom and count our blessings as Americans, and rightly so. Yet, we cannot ignore the threats that are looming. We too can lose our freedom. We too can wind up with nothing but a memory of our homeland. May I say this morning that freedom is not free. It was earned by the price of millions who have died on the altars of war in the defense of our nation. Above all, it was made possible only by the grace and provisions of God, whose hand has been seen in the history of our country. Nations run the risk of losing cherished ideals and prominence. Our country is no exception. This risk was recognized by our founders. Benjamin Franklin indicated that a republic had to be kept. It had to be kept. We may not be deported into another country, but still, nevertheless, we do run the risk of finding ourselves captives in our own homeland. We need to celebrate our freedoms cautiously, prayerfully, and conscientiously. The America that we know, the love that we have for this country, our nation today, is threatened. We are threatened by hostile forces. We're threatened by those that do not value and cherish the America that we know. Today, while I stand here speaking, the radical left-wing socialists who are seeking to unravel the Constitution and to destroy our sovereignty. It was at Babylon. It was while Babylon was partying, the Babylonian Empire was partying, that the Persians were coming into the city through the riverbeds. America today is blessed to have a president who understands the need of maintaining core values. He is an advocate of religious freedom. He is an advocate of the strong military. He is an advocate of the rights of the unborn. He is a friend of Israel and the first president to officially proclaim Jerusalem as the capital of Jerusalem and to actually build an embassy in the city of Zion. He is an advocate of the Second Amendment. He is anti-socialism. He is pro-capitalism and believes in our right to have a sovereign border. He may be outspoken. He may be non-political correct, but he is honest and he loves America. I am one who believes that he didn't become president because he needed money or because he needed fame, but because he really wants to make America great again. We, however, today, we face a great danger. We are one election away from losing our republic. Our enemies today are not wearing military uniforms, but suits and dresses. They are espousing ideologies that are contrary to what our founders intended. They advocate government control. They advocate government giveaways. They advocate removal of our national borders. They favor eliminating the Second Amendment. They support abortion, socialism, and anti-Semitism. They promote universal health care and globalism. And unfortunately, they succeed in duping the minds of the brainwashed and the uninformed. It is astounding that so many people today are willing to vote for a Santa Claus rather than a statesman. It is both dangerous and it is mindful to vote for a politician simply on the basis of promised handouts, for it is a vote to bankrupt our country. Lady Liberty in New York City still welcomes the tired and the homeless, but wants them to come to this country through customs and the legal way. She must blush in shame while our borders laws are ignored, and corrupt politicians would be willing to destroy our sovereignty for the sake of votes. I truly believe, and I say this today without any apology whatsoever, I, like many of you, are wearing the uniform. I, like many of you, like all of you, love this country. I truly believe, and I go on record in saying this, I truly believe that some today do not deserve to be in Washington. They deserve to be in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, for they're traitors of our Constitution. We run the risk of becoming captives, not on the rivers of Babylon, but on the rivers of the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Potomac, and Chesapeake Bay. The American dream can become an American nightmare if we don't keep our republic. Our greatest threats today are not the threats from North Korea. It's not the threats from Russia or China or Iran. It's from the socialists running for president. World history, think with me. World history is a history of great nations losing greatness over selfish and greed on the part of power-hungry politicians. It's a history of citizens weeping by the rivers of some Babylon because they've lost their country as they knew it. A man by the name of Otto Whitaker wrote this. I'm a nation. I was born on July the 4th, 1776. The Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 250 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale. I'm Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard around the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, and Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones. I'm the Green Mountain Boys. I'm Davy Crockett. I'm Lee, Grant, and Abe Lincoln. I'll remember the Alamo. I'll remember the Maine. I'll remember Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over. And there, I left my heroic dead in Flanders Field, in the rocks of Corregidor, on the bleak scopes of Korea, and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I'm the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm the wheat fields of Kansas. I'm the granite hills of Vermont. I'm the coal fields of the Virginians and Pennsylvania. The fertile land of the West. The Golden Gate in the Grand Canyon. I'm Independence Hall. I'm Monitor. I'm Merrimack. I am big. I sprawl from Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Alaska and Hawaii. I'm more than 5 million farms. I'm forest. I'm field. I'm mountain and desert. I'm quiet villages and cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia with his bread loaf under his arm. You can see Betsy Ross and her needle. You can see the lights of Christmas and hear the strains of All Lang Syne as the calendar turns. I'm Babe Ruth. I'm the World Series. I'm 110,000 schools and colleges, 330,000 churches where my people worship God as they think best. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I'm the roar of a crowd in a stadium. I'm the voice of a choir in a cathedral. I'm an editorial in a newspaper. And I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Eli Whitney. I'm Stephen Foster. I'm Tom Edison. I'm Albert Einstein. I'm Billy Graham. I'm Horace Greeley. I'm Will Rogers. And I'm the Wright Brothers. I'm George Washington Carver. I'm Jonas Salk. I'm Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Longfellow. I'm Harriet Beecher Stowe. I'm Walt Whitman. I'm Thomas Paine. Yes, I'm a nation. And these are the things I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom, and a beacon of hope in the world. And may God help us that we'll never be patriots in our own land, sitting beside our own rivers, with nothing but a memory of what we used to be. I would much rather today be a patriot in America than to be a patriot in a strange land run by the socialists. More importantly this morning, and I would be remiss if I did not mention, I stand here before you today wearing a uniform that I served under faithfully for 28 years. I've never taken it lightly. No one of you military veterans have ever taken it lightly. I wear a uniform that represents something far greater than myself. You will notice in a military uniform, every item has a specific arrangement place. Everything is put on it right. It's called a uniform. And I believe this morning that speaks of what we are to be as a nation. We're a nation of laws. But our nation, its ideals, its privileges are far more important than we can even begin to recognize. I stand here this morning in this uniform and I think of how unworthy I am because many never had the privilege to come home after wearing it to battle. And I, like every red-blooded American today, want to see my country continue on. I want my children, my grandkids, to enjoy the blessings that I've had. But I'll tell you the day that changed my life more than anything else. It was not when I put on the military, the uniform of the military. It was when I was clothed in the righteousness of a uniform provided only by the Lord Jesus Himself. A historic event took place. Over 2,000 years ago, in a land far away, it was there that God's precious Son bore our sins in His body on the tree. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace upon Him, and by His stripes you're healed. I'll tell you this morning, the salvation of a sinner, the salvation of a soul, gives one a clothing of the righteousness of Christ that's far more valuable than any uniform we'll ever put on. There's nothing today any greater than being saved by God's grace and having the freedom of a soul that's been set free. I'm puzzled. I'm confused when I can see how our blessed country, it seems like, has been turned over to the hands of people that literally hate it. And I can't understand that. But I do understand this. History is still His story. He is still in control. And thank God, there is coming a time this earth will have total peace. These uniforms will no longer be needed because King Jesus, the mighty conqueror, who conquered death, hell, and the grave at Calvary, will reign on His throne. This morning, if you're here in this building, and we so much appreciate your presence, but I ask you the question this morning, have you been saved? Do you know the Lord? Are you certain today that heaven would be your home if you died? I trust if not, you'll settle it today. Let's bow our heads for just a moment, please.